CRM, and the rights of customer service. Customer relationship management is a concept that was developed from marketing theory that shifts the business strategy from product-centric to customer-centric. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer relationship management, CRM, as follows: a marketing philosophy based on putting the customer first. It involves the collection and analysis of information designed for sales and marketing decision support, in contrast to enterprise resources planning information, to understand and support existing and potential customer needs. CRM also includes account management, catalog and order entry, payment processing, credits and adjustments, and other functions. It is more profitable to retain a customer than to acquire a new one. The main focus of CRM is the formation of relationships with customers with the intention of improving customer satisfaction and maximizing profits. A world-class customer service strategy will be strongest if customer, shareholder, employee, and supplier concerns all are addressed. Before we can improve the relationship with our customer base, we need to know more about who they are, their specific needs, and what impact they can have on the organization. This information is acquired through segmenting customers, as is addressed elsewhere in this content area. Here we address having a thorough understanding of the customer service lifecycle, knowing what constitutes great customer service in the form of the 7 rights, and managing the order-taking process. Customer service lifecycle. CRM services draw consumers into and through the typical customer service lifecycle, as seen in Exhibit 3-3. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the customer service lifecycle as in information systems, a model that describes the customer relationship as having 4 phases: requirements, acquisition, ownership, and retirement. Exhibit 3-3, Customer Service Lifecycle. In the customer service lifecycle, everything is viewed through the eyes of the customer, not the supplier. As the customer progresses from phase to phase, the level of service the supplier provides adjusts accordingly. The 7 rights and 1 additional right. A common adage is, the customer is always right. Excellent customer service leads to customer retention, which is the lifeline of any successful business. Think about it. When the local bookstore knows you by name and can recommend new titles that you are sure to love, that's good customer service in action. Settling an order discrepancy over the phone or by chat with a customer service process that is quick and painless, that's excellent interaction with the customer. In addition to this generic right, customer-oriented manufacturers and service providers always have the customer in the forefront of their minds as they design and develop products and produce them for specific customer segments, while also abiding by their own strategic and business objectives. The following 7 rights are often considered to be the focal points of customer service: the right customers. Market research and customer segmentation are used to identify and understand who are the right customers for the organization's capabilities so that the organization can target these groups when working to improve brand awareness or loyalty. During fulfillment, the correct customer gets the correct orders, the right goods and services. Meeting or exceeding customer expectations requires designing and making products that meet or exceed customers' needs and desires. This ability is dictated by how well sales and marketing identifies and selects products and services that customers want to buy. The supply chain also needs to deliver correct and complete items. The right price. The speed, quality, and flexibility of production and distribution processes dictate the price point that customers pay for a product or service. The right quality. This includes conformance of products and services to regulatory or other standards, as well as specification quality in terms of the design, manufacture, and delivery of products and services that provide the functionality, aesthetics, and value that customers want. The dictionary notes that the value perspective holds that quality must be judged in part by how well the characteristics of a particular product or service align with the needs of a specific user. The right quantity. This involves the integration and execution of purchasing, order management, production, and logistics, so that materials are ordered or produced in the right quantity and are available for delivery. The right time. The speed, flexibility, quality, and dependability of production and distribution are critical to meeting the on-time delivery required by customers. The right place. The delivery of products is dependent upon the company's sales and distribution channels. A distribution channel is the path that takes the product from raw materials through to the consumer. Sales channels are the internal functions and external parties, wholesale distributors and retailers, that support the marketing, promotion, and sale of products and services to supply chain customers. Organizations are increasingly treating every customer interface as a valued business opportunity that needs to be managed, nurtured, and supported. Likewise, customers expect consistent professional service and support with every interaction. Combine this expectation for high-quality service and an explosion of choices in providers of goods and services, and we have strong demand for a formal customer relationship management process. Order taking and forecast consumption. Key functions of CRM include order promising and order entry, and the related ability to adjust forecast consumption, also known as consuming the forecast. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines consuming the forecast as follows: the process of reducing the forecast by customer orders or other types of actual demands as they are received. The adjustments yield the value of the remaining forecast for each period. The order promising and order entry processes should be convenient to the customer and offered in as many ways as are in demand, while remaining profitable. Once a sales order has been entered into the system, it shifts from forecasted to actual demand. Fulfilling an order varies significantly between make-to-stock, assemble-to-order, and make-to-order. The underlying notion is that no matter how the order will be fulfilled, forecasts are being consumed over time by actual customer orders. A fully automated system can speed the process and reduce the risk of errors.